This week marks the 6-year anniversary of the Patient Bill of Rights, which guaranteed people with pre-existing conditions could get health insurance. Utah Democrats used the occasion to again call on Utah Republicans, who make up the majority of the state legislature, to pass full Medicaid expansion. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Medicaid expansion is a fundamental piece of President Obama's signature health care law. So far, 32 states have adopted Medicaid expansion. Utah is one of 19 states that have not. Democratic State Representative Rebecca Chavez-Houck said during a press conference Tuesday, the Affordable Care Act is successful and would be more successful if Utah had a substantial Medicaid expansion plan.
At the end of the day, what I reflect upon are the people that are no longer here because of the decisions we refuse to make, because of the lack of the political will that we had to accept full Medicaid expansion and help others in our community who so desperately need it.
Utah lawmakers passed this year an expansion plan that was estimated to cover 16,000 of the neediest people in the state. It was later projected to cover only 9 to 11,000 people.
What that says, if we're paying attention, is that Medicaid expansion can be a completely open-ended number in terms of its cost.
Utah Republican House Speaker Greg Hughes says the law is measured, and more importantly, the state can afford it.
So if you get it wrong on what you think the cost of health care is, you have to take it from other health and human services appropriations or public ed or higher ed.
The federal government still must approve Utah's plan before it can be implemented. Public comment on that plan ended last week. Whitney Evans, KUER News.